Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show, I'm flying solo, but not anymore, because now I have one of my OMAG insiders joining me, Tara Stinson. And, hey, this is really the O Magazine show today, because we've covered everything from talking about the great adventures that I've had this year, 2017, in Oprah's Year of Adventure, as well as talking about her favorite things. So now I want to bring Tara on, because she and I are Omega Insiders together, but you know, she does all this other stuff. So when I look at her bio, I am just amazed with all of the things that she's been able to do. Now, she's a veteran songwriter born in Birmingham, Alabama, but raised in Oakland, yeah. California. And Tara, you've worked with a little bit of everyone. Kelly Rowland, Deborah Cox, Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, Kanye West. I mean, the list is long. Destiny's Child. You've done so many things. This is amazing.
Thank you. To God be the glory, like, for sure.
Absolutely.
I'm a child of God, and he's just continuously blessing me. I've always been faithful and just to just the process of love, and he is the king of love in my eyes. And what my mother and my father instilled in me was just to always be you know, just always be good to each other, between to other people and to myself. and I think that has rendered some goodness coming back to me.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And I know we are both Oprah Magazine Insiders, our ambassadors this year. I know. Yay. And she's all about gratitude. I mean, one of her favorite things is a gratitude jar, where you put things that you are grateful for into that jar on a little note each day. And that sounds exactly like what you're saying, is that you are very grateful for these things, and that's how it's returned back to you.
Being grateful. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But now I know you.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No,
I'm a chatterbox, so never mind me.
But that's a good thing for radio. You got to be able to talk. That's for sure. But I was going to ask you, I know you collaborate with, you have some folks that you collaborate with as you are writing songs. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I primarily write with Rafael Sadiq. He started off as a member of the band, the 90s band Tony, but since then he's gone on to produce for all kinds of people, just soulful, meaningful music. He did the D'Angelo record. He has his own record, Instant Vintage, which was like my favorite. Earth, Wind & Fire, which we did together. We did a song called Show Me the Way, which was sort of their comeback single. The album was called Illumination. I got a chance to work with them. It was like one of the most, it was just the best session ever to work with Maurice White. And I collaborated with Raphael and Maurice and Philip Bailey on three songs for their album. So that was awesome. And just over time, I've written with various people, but somehow Raphael and I always come back to each other. For the song Jump, for the movie Step, I wrote that with Raphael, as well as a lady named Laura Cartman, who's become like a mentor for me. She's an amazing, amazing woman who does all kinds of great good in this music business and film business. And she's a Juilliard trained professional, and she's just amazing. So, yeah, I would really literally have to sit here for the next hour and talk about all the people I've collaborated with.
I know.
For the most part, yeah, I've just, you know, I've been writing since for the last 20 plus years, professionally. Although I've been writing like since a child, you know, is when it started, but professionally for 20 plus years. So I've seen a lot of trends come and go, people come and go.
Right.
And I'm just so thankful to still be here.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And we're thankful, too, because I certainly enjoy a lot of the things, a lot of the movies and the music that you have mentioned that you have been a part of. But now I want to talk a little bit more about Jump, because you mentioned that song to me, and I did go and I listened to it, and I actually downloaded it on iTunes, and I just love it. So tell me a little bit more about Jump and about the movie Step.
I will. Okay, I was actually visiting. This is this time last year. I had already started to work on certain parts of the film, like, you know, just singing along, like, to songs that were already existing that I didn't have anything to do with, but just like coloring with vocals.
Mm-hmm.
So I was familiar with the film. Immediately, I was drawn into the idea of all-girls school in Baltimore, because I always feel like there's like a synergy between urban areas across America. And so I'm from Oakland, California. I was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but Oakland is the city that raised me. And I didn't come from the gentrified Oakland that is now. Mm-hmm. I came from East Oakland, you know, where it was a very different place.
Right, right, right.
And so that thought, when I saw those girls, I'm like, oh my goodness. When you walk into the studio, there's like the footage of the film playing, and you get a sense of what the film is about. So a couple of months later, Laura Cartman called me when I was visiting home in Birmingham for Thanksgiving, and said, you know, they need an end title for the film. And so at that point, it was the first time I was able to sit down and watch the entire film, and was completely, immediately, like, brought to tears and just had all kinds of hopes for these girls.
Mm.
And so basically, the story is about, it chronicles the lives of three girls that are on the STEP team at a school, the Baltimore School Leadership School for Women. And there's three girls that live vastly different lives. There's a girl who ends up being valedictorian, who's very driven, but, you know, whose lights gets turned off in the course of filming.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, and her name is Corey. And then there's Blessin, who's like very, she's the one who really inspired the STEP team to greatness. Because at first it was just like, you know, it was just kind of like a passing time. She's like, no, we have to compete. And,
right.
and they were actually called Blessing Step Team prior to the last year. And then there's Taylor, who's this amazing girl who has the support of her mom, who's a police officer. And but, you know, can kind of get sidetracked with guys, you know, here and there.
Right.
Same thing with Blessing in that respect. Mm-hmm. But somehow with the help of Paula Dofat, who is a counselor for the school and incredibly passionate about these girls, she gets not only those three girls make sure that they get into college, but the entire class actually went to college.
One of the things I really like about the song Jump is that when it says, you know, you just got to jump out there and you've got to go and do it. And that really sounds like, you know, what the movie really is highlighting as well for these girls. You got to do it. You can't hold back.
Absolutely. So when I saw that, it was just that word jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line that where I say, when I say it's not brave if you're not afraid.
Right.
And because there was so much fear that, you know, they're afraid about what life is going to bring, if they're going to be able to pay their bills, if they're going to be able to pay for college. But,
oh,
you know, that's just a part of it.
That's a part of life, actually. I mean, it really is.
It really is.
Now, how can people see STEP? Because we're coming down to the end of this segment here. And I want to, you know, we're going to go out of this segment, out of the show, actually, because you are just giving us all this inspiration to want to go and see the movie. I'm going to have us play Jump so that the listeners can also hear it, too. But how can we find the movie?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So the song is performed by Broadway star Cynthia Erivo. She was in The Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
She's also filming a biopic for as Harriet Tubman for HBO. So she sings the song. She's an incredible singer. And they can find the song on anywhere music is played.
Right.
But as far as the film, it's now on DVD. It's on Netflix. It's streaming.
Oh, Netflix, okay.
It's on demand. It's everywhere because it was in theaters this summer. We just won a Critics' Choice Award.
Congratulations!
For Jump. Yeah, thank you. It's just so exciting, and
very
just
exciting.
Hoping that we're going for the gold. So we're gonna keep going and because I just so believe in the song as much as I believe in the girl.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, what a great story, and thank you so much for sharing it with us. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment, but I'm so enjoying getting to know you as part of the O Magazine Insiders, and
yes.
I look forward to meeting you one day, too, Tari. We've got to meet up.
I cannot wait to sit down and have a meal with you and travel with you or something.
I know.
You post the greatest food pictures.
Well, I'm always in search of food. There's no doubt about that. But thank you so much for coming and joining us. And as I promised, we're going to go out with Jump. So you guys enjoy this. Thank you guys for listening to us today. And thank you, Tara, for coming and joining us. And hey, I'll be back in a week's time with more travel tips, destinations, and things to go out, see, and do, and of course, eat as well. Thank you, Tara. Bye-bye, yeah. Everyone.
Thank you so much.
Blind faith, you gotta jump, go jump, cause the whole world's waiting, no more hesitating, jump.